Garrett. Hey, Garrett, mobile.
KC8, VSU.
NT, W8RRM, looking you around. Well, finally, did you get your antenna up higher yet?
No, I think I'm busy doing other things.
Well, I could see that with the pictures you sent me.
Yeah, I've been busy.
When do you think you're going to be boosting your antenna up, buddy?
Here soon. I got some big news tonight coming up here in a couple weeks.
Did you get all your gear blinds up?
Yeah, finally. Yep, got set for my two nephews, my great nephew, and my nephew. Well, Sam and his dad. So one's my nephew and the other one's my great nephew. Yep, got them all set.
Okay, well, good for you.
I'm trying to get rid of this noise on my stuff on 80 meter. A lot of static noise. I can't figure out where it's coming from.
I don't know, buddy. I haven't been on HF in a lot of years now. I know I'm going to buy me a battery and put it in the pickup so I can use my HF when I get it back from the shop.
Yeah. Well, I got to get my wire antenna a little higher up, too. And I got to move my 10 meter antenna to be able to do that, so. And I'm thinking that my wire is a little too low to the ground and I'm getting interference from something in my house. The way I got it. And I'm only about, not very high above the house, about 5 feet above the house. And need to get it up there from Marcy.
I was out on my ranch in Vanderbilt. I had my wire. It was up at 80 foot. It seemed to work real good that way.
I'm not sure if I'm getting interference from the power line over here or what it is.
Is that just on HF or VHF also?
No, it's just HF. Just only on 80 meters. The rest of the bands, I'm good, but 80 meter, for whatever reason, I'm picking up something.
Well, it possibly could be the sunspots, you never know. I think we're supposed to have good DX for another couple of years yet, ain't we?
Well, that's possible, too. So we're finding over the winter the way it was. I haven't changed nothing, but all of a sudden now, I mean, a lot of noise. Normally, there's these guys coming real well. And I got so much noise now, I can't hear them.
No, that's a shame. You'll get it figured out, buddy. I know you're very diligent at what you do, so you'll get it figured out.
I thought about buying a choke and putting on there and see if that helps.
You need to buy a choke. You can make that on your own right there at your feed point. You know? I made my own choke for my wire right at the bottom of the base when it went up to the wire. I think I went 9 revolutions about a foot wide, and it worked really good.
Right. Yep. Roger. Yep. Man, it rained most of the day today.
Yeah, well, I have to tell you, with everything I've been going through in the dreary weather right now, it's really been getting to me, but I'll get through it.
Yep. Yeah. We were out there putting those blinds up, and got my side-by-side, you know, as I got enclosure for it, so didn't get wet driving or nothing, but... So we got them up. I had to get them up early so the deer get used to the blinds. Not to mention, it is on land, and if you don't get, there's not many hunters back there, but still, if you don't get them up to where you want them, someone you might could pick your spot that you want. So the earlier the better, and so we got them all up. And, they should see quite a few deer. They should see some. They can get a shot at them because they're, you know, it's still bow hunting when they're doing it. So, you got to get them close. So, but yeah. Hopefully they get to see something.
Okie doke. Well, Tom, I hate to cut you short. I'm feeling tired and getting a bad headache again now, so I think it's time for me to take another nap. If you're on later on tonight, I'll holler at you sometime tonight. I don't know what time you've been going to bed lately, but I have been trying every night at various times. Of course, I'm surprised I finally got you. It's good to talk to you, buddy. I'll catch you later, okay?
Hi, Roger. Yeah, I'll be out here probably later. I usually don't go to bed till 12 o'clock. That time I fall asleep, so we'll probably catch you later on tonight there. 73 for now.
Okie dokie, buddy. It's good to talk to you again. KD8HNT, W8RRM.
KJ5HST, looking for an antenna check. I know my radio works, but I don't know about this new antenna. Well, I think that answered my question. KJ5HST.
WZW, standing by. Anybody out there? Standing by. Whiskey Golf, 8 Whiskey.
This is KJ5HST. You're coming in loud and clear.
Because I had the volume down a little lower than I thought. This is Rod, WG8W, here in Indian River.
This is Terrell, KJ5HST. Closer to Top Enemy than Indian River, but right on 27, right on Straits Highway.
Station.
I'm sorry, you cut out there. Say again.
Indian River is right off Old 27. Yeah, right in the middle of, Acre 310 off I-75, actually. So, I'm about 3 miles off the exit here. But, I've been here for now, I've been here since 2005. I used to live downstate there by Flint, but I moved up here in 05 after I started out of GM. Anyhow, love it up here. There's lots of wildlife, and we're out in the woods.
Yep, we spend our summers here for the same reason.
It's, uh,
Well, this in the future, maybe you're going to spend the whole year here instead of just bopping back and forth. So my wife and I have decided since we retired, I retired from GM, that we moved up here, and she says, we don't need to go down state for nothing. Let's just to visit relatives. So I don't even like the traffic down there or nothing. So it's beautiful up here. This is a place I'm going to stay.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I usually spend my winters going around and visiting my grandkids.
Your home location, if you're only visiting here in the summer?
Oh, I bounce around between here and northern Wisconsin and south Texas. This year I'm going to spend a little time in Kentucky and probably Louisiana starting next month. That's where I'm actually headed to next.
Be RVing then. Well, I wish I could do that, but yeah, I got a nice house here now, and yeah, got two dogs to take care of, a wife. My daughter lives with us with her son, and I got three cats and two dogs. So, so we can't do the RVing thing, but I wouldn't mind having a camper again. Wouldn't mind going camping once in a while, but as far as living in an RV, yeah, that's out of the question. But we got pretty scenery here, Indian River. Besides deer and wild turkeys and the other small game, we got elk here and bears. The bears come up on my deck trying to get the bird feeders, so I got them set so they can't reach them. So. And they have been around here in the last couple of months, but they're here. There's plenty of them.
Yeah, they tend to stay away from the RV parks for the most part. Too many people around. The small animals do come around. We did catch a bobcat and a fisher and a little cub on security cameras, and just over the last month and a half or so. And but yeah, it's always interesting toward the end of September how all the animals start coming back in. It's the humans are headed downstate and actually down country, and things start to thin out.
The animals there for winter. And it's bobcat. I haven't seen a fisher though, but I know they're here. But we got beavers out back behind our place. They blacked up a little drainage ditch, turned it into a lake, and it killed all kinds of trees down in that low area because it's all the trees died from really drought, you know. Anyhow, I think it's going to make it good for deer. I do deer hunting, and I'm looking forward to that coming up October 1st. Archery season starts, so. But, other critters I've seen a gray wolf a couple of times here in my neighborhood, and I've seen a cougar once, and it was a big cat, but the bobcat I've only seen once too, but I know there's more bobcat around than there are cougar, but the beavers are their main dish, I think, the cougars and the bobcats and the coyotes, gray wolves, they go after the beavers. They're easy for them to catch.
Well, the beavers don't have to work very hard this year. There's enough stuff on the ground from the ice storm that they've got half the work done for them.
It was down. They shoe trees. It's just they don't shoe trees, and they do that to wear their teeth down because their teeth grow continuously like a fingernail, you know. And if they don't have anything to chew on, they'll actually get to nothing, and they'll starve.
I guess that's another good reason to be grateful we're not beavers.
Right? Just how many behind my house here, just before that, the ravine that's back there, there's trees laying down, and that they chewed off at the trunk, and they're laying there, and they've got spots where they, it's like a and they measured it up so far, each, every so far down the log, and they shoot sections of the log to make those little logs. It's so crazy. I never knew they could do that. I mean, kind of like they got a tape measure or something. It's weird. I knew they had to chew on trees and knock them down and drag them into the woods, but I didn't know that they did that. So that was pretty cool to find out. But they should have made a mess of that. A nice cedar swamp, and now it's all the trees are dead because they drowned, and it's just going to be a mess now.
Well, you educated me on that one. I didn't know that either.
Yeah, a couple of logs that they had chewed in sections, you know, about maybe 3.5 foot or so, and then they bit it off and chewed it off, and then another 3.5 foot down, and I took pictures of that, and I texted them to some of my friends. And they said, they asked me the same thing. Hey, the beavers, they have tape measures?
Well, who knows? Maybe their tail is their tape measure.
That's probably what they do. Well, I mean, I didn't catch your name there. The name here is Rod. Romeo Oscar Delta.
Rod, my name is Terrell. Tango Echo. Romeo Romeo. Echo Lima Lima. Kilo Juliet 5, Hotel Sierra Tango, or King James 5, Hubble Space Telescope, if that's easier to remember.
Carol, thank you. Was that King? What was the rest of it?
Kilo Juliet 5, Hotel Sierra Tango.
What was that letter?
Come again. You're breaking up every once in a while. I'm not sure if it's on my end. Been working on my feed lines here today, so it could be my problem, but you're breaking up a little bit. You're in and out.
I got KJ5. I missed this middle letter. I got the tango on the end.
Yeah, the middle letter is Sierra. Sam, Sierra, Psycho. Actually, I guess that begins with a P.
So KJ5HSC. All right. Well, mine is Whiskey Golf 8 Whiskey, WG8W. So you got a 5 call. What's, is that from the, no, that wouldn't be Louisiana. That'd be 4, wouldn't it?
Yeah, the 5 call is South Texas.
Yeah, I get on every morning on HF. And I got a bunch of friends I speak with, and there's several of them from Texas. One, Mike LUB, Mike N5, he's from Waco, Texas. I got a friend in Ken, KE4SNZ, he's got a 4 call, but he's in Breckenridge, Texas. And there's a couple others, Nathan, WA5AXM, Nathan, he's over in, he's over by Dallas. And, there's about 5 or 6 more, but I don't have them on my notepad here because they weren't on this morning.
Yeah, so far I haven't had much luck making contact with the club that I'm affiliated with down in Texas from up here, but I know I'm getting out because I got Slovenia a couple days ago.
What park is your, are you in an RV park right now?
Yeah, I'm at Indian River RV Resort on Straits Highway, exit 313.
That park right there?
Just outside of Top Inabee, about a half mile from Breakers.
Oh, where that is. OK. Okay, I've been in that park. I had a friend of mine that used to work in there. I've never camped in there. I've camped in Burt Lake State Park and Aloha State Park, and then there's a private state park just down the road from me on M68. It's I don't remember the name of it now because it changed names so many times. It used to be Yogi Bear's, but now it's something else. So. But anyhow, there's a county park south of here on 27, old 27, just outside of Indian River by road. But that's got no facilities, but it's a basic, you can camp there and everything, but they don't have electric or water or nothing like that.
Yeah, I think you're talking about Twin Bears on 58. They've got new owners this year. I think they picked the place up in March or April or something like that. I've been over to talk to them. They're really good folks. Dodd and Alanda Bulger are their names. Swing by. They're good folks to talk to. Very, very eager to get involved in with the community. If I remember correctly, Dodd said he was game warden or Parks and Wildlife or, you know, some such law enforcement position in South Florida. Before they bought that place, and I guess he kind of retired from law enforcement. Good folks, though, very good folks. Highly recommend stopping in and giving them, chatting them up.
That reminded me that Twin Bears, I go past her every day. I didn't pay no attention to it. I've been in there a couple of times and seen the park. It's a nice place. Only thing is, Twin Bears, what used to be called Yogi Bear, but there's no lake or no creek or nothing there. It's just back in the woods, you know. Just like us here, where we're at. I'm just down the street from them. You know, if you think about when you're going towards Twin Bears, you see the Lions Club signed out there for the Lions Club. And then you see it right next to it is Main, it's a little subdivision that goes in and comes out down about a half mile further on 68. I'm back in from there, one mile from the road, from 68. So basically I'm like 3 miles from the expressway. And only if I go the trail out of here, I'm only 1 mile out to the pavement. If I go to the hard gravel roads, I go Goose Lake Road, Beach Road, and Broody Road. You know, it's 4.5 miles to get to the pavement. So if I go with my motorcycle, I got to go that way, the long way out. Because if I go the short way out, it's loose sand, and I can't ride a Harley down through that loose sand. I just don't get it.
Yeah, that can be a challenge. I rode out to Big Bend National Park with a buddy of mine, and you know, I have a place in Texas that's on a gravel road, and it doesn't scare me to be on gravel. I'm kind of used to it, but boy, was he puckered up, you know, going out through some of those roads in the desert, and he was very uncomfortable, but he eventually got comfortable with it. It's the really loose stuff, like you said, that's a real problem. The soft sand is, you know, those Harleys are awfully heavy. So I've got an 07 Road King. What do you have?
My bike's 24 years old, a 2001 Harley Electroglide Classic. I did have, up to 6 years ago, I had two of them. I had that one, and I had a 1998 Softail Custom that I bought one brand new. And that soft, I was able to ride that out through the sand, through the short way out. It was a little lighter than my electric glide, but I didn't like to go out that way with either bike. I did once in a while, but most of the time I take the hard surface out, you know, the hard gravel surface. So, and An American AL82 amplifier and a tuner, and I had enough cash left over to buy a few other things, so. But I could only ride one at a time. My wife didn't ride anyhow. She didn't drive. She hasn't rode a bike with me. She hasn't got on my Harley with me in the last 10 years because fathers are back too much, so. So basically, I get out on my Harley. I'm on my own.
Well, aside from the rain, this is a good time of year to be out and about, especially you know once the trees start to turn, if they ever turn this year. They're a little late to the game.
In fact, I'm planning tomorrow, if it's nice weather out tomorrow, I'm not sure. I haven't checked the weather yet, if it's going to rain or not. But if it's nice out tomorrow, I'm going to be going on a ride just by myself, just going around looking for color. You know, and each day we proceed into this next week and the week after. It's going to be better and better every day for the cars and the trees. And they're going to I expect to peak out in 2 weeks. And everything will be down after that. So, and then we have the threat of winter coming. But hey, I don't want to talk about winter. Tomorrow's first day of fall. Let's live with that. WCAW.
Yep, and that's one of the reasons why I don't want to be up here all year long. I love the summers. I just feel like I get brittle when it gets below 20 degrees, and I get cranky as a result. So my wife tends to like me better when I'm warmer. So I'm gonna take off here this evening. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and I'm gonna say 73. This is KJ5HST.
I appreciate the company, and it was nice talking to you. Nice meeting you. I hope you enjoy the rest of your stay here in Michigan, and have a safe trip home to Michael, Texas. As far as cold weather here goes, I don't mind it so much. I get tired of it in February, but I don't mind it so much before that, and I always have a little help. I have, you know, I got a little help there. It's called bourbon. That keeps me warm. Hey, 73's WGAW.
Yep, nice talking to you, Rod. Have a good evening.
Hello to Rod. 73 to the 5 station. I think we've spoken before. Good evening. Happy Sunday. WHR.
Hey, I was just ready to hit the switch and turn everything off out here in the shack, y'all. Thanks for the shout back, and maybe we'll catch up to you there through the week. This is WGAW. I'll be out. See you later, buddy.
All right, sir. Kind of thought I might have ran into you yesterday in Gaylord, but no luck. All right, we'll be around. We're outside cooking dinner, so trying to take advantage of, you know, the next couple weeks. About 2 weeks being peak, man. I think you might be a little ahead of things by about 2 weeks. I got the maples down, but that's about it. Otherwise, it's still pretty green. Talk to you soon, 73 W8R. See ya.
up north.
KDHNC
monitor. Go on W8RRM.
Hey, Roger, I was close tonight. KDHNC.
I thought I missed you. I thought maybe you already went to bed.
I was laying in bed, but it hurt too bad. I had to get back up. It bothered me.
Don't you have something you can take for that?
Just Tylenol. And if you have restless leg syndrome, pills I take at night, but make a lot of it. I was out and about, tromping around in the woods, and then went and put brakes on the wife's car, and me and the boy, and all of it. Just making it hurt and ache tonight.
Well, when you're home, buddy, maybe you shouldn't try to do quite so much at one time. You know, you're not getting any younger, Tom.
As I fall in the hot tub thinking I'm sounding good to climb in and turn on the old bubbles and hot tub's like 110 degrees.
So did the hot tub help any?
Yeah. That or just a good hot shower or bath. I'm in a hot tub of water sometimes. I don't have to be in there real long, just long enough, and it'll definitely settle my legs down. It does help.
You know that little Colorado they gave me to drive? It's a crew cab, and it took me half an hour to figure out how to use the stereo in it yesterday. I decided I wanted to hear some music, and it's got that Sirius radio in it, which I really like. I had that in my Peterbilt. But it took me half an hour to figure out how to turn it on with that touch screen.
Got it, Chuck. I got.
I can't believe how technology changes, you know. I love the dashboard in this sucker. I mean, it is cool.
Oh, yeah, I love my little truck. It drives so nice. Believe it or not, on the freeway, I get about 27 miles a gallon.
Well, this one's only getting 20.4 around town.
How much is it getting around town?
20.4.
Okay, that's still pretty good.
I got to admit, it's kind of nice to drive a new vehicle. I hadn't driven one since, well, the last new I bought was 2015, and I got rid of it in 2020 when I got sick, so it's been a while since I'd driven a new vehicle. It's kind of nice, but it just seems kind of small to me. The cabs seem so narrow compared to my Silverado.
Right. Yeah, mine is a combination of freeway and city driving. I get about 24 miles a gallon, which is still really good for the truck.
Well, hell yeah, that's good for you going to work. Damn right.
Oh yeah, so you gotta figure that compass I had, I was driving back and forth to work. Shoot, I didn't get, I barely got about 23 miles a gallon with that thing, so you gotta be, plus you got set up higher, a lot bigger vehicle, four-wheel drive, just way right, a lot nicer vehicle, and I get better gas mileage.
I'll tell you, it startled me. I was driving, and I seen a light flash in the corner of the sky, right? Saying, I know there's a car passing me. The damn outside mirror flashed yellow when somebody goes around you.
Yep. And then you got your backup camera, all that good stuff. What was I gonna say? Oh, I gotta put new tires in it. For the winter. Ran 2 years on a set of tires on there, and they were all season kind of iffy going up down my road, you know, when you let us know. And I got a set of tires that they felt they're like $200 a tire. They're all trained. Mud and snow and that. 65,000 mile warranty on them, so I check them on my jet and I'm order them and they ship them to the house and I just take them in and have them put on.
Right, where do you get them put on at?
Energy Bell Tire. That was a discount. I don't think they screwed me over too many times, so I go to Bell Tire, they treat me good.
Well, that's good. You can't go wrong with that, can you?
Got to have, I take it in, I'm going to have them put their spark plugs in. I'm going to do it myself, but after I watch the video, and you got to take, oh my God, half the engine apart on top, just to get to it, I thought, I'm going to let someone else do that. My luck, I'll screw it up. So, I have the tires done up there, the Bell Tire putting their spark plugs in it. Plus I have a set put on it. Crankshaft, this foam. Makes my engine light come on once in a while. And I have a coder here at home, so I ran the code. And that's what it said it was. I looked it up and said, yep, real common, those sensors go bad. What else? I got a sensor on my wheel bearing I need to change too. I'm waiting until I get all laid on. And I'm just going to have it all done. I think it's going to cost me about $1,500 to change tires and all of it.
So when you get laid off this year, the end of October again? Or is it going to be in November this time?
Sometime in October, later part of October. Should be before November 1st. I hope so. I volunteered it on one and I worked past it. 1st of November, so I took a voluntary layoff. And the layoff is the first part of October. My buddy that I work with, he already volunteered for that first layoff, so I told him I'd take the second one off. And there's some other guys who work that like to work longer. This is the old one. They got kids, young kids at home and different stuff. I like having my time off, and I told myself I gotta at least have my 2 months off. I like 3 months off, but I gotta have at least 2 months off, so I'll take a layoff in October when the next time around comes.
You still gonna have to go in once a week this winter?
Nope. We're under new management. The owner that owned this sold us. We're under a corporation now. So, nope. They don't do that. And technically, my old boss, Rod, didn't end up doing that. And he didn't go because he was famous for the day. He would come in and work for the day or two under the table type of thing. And yeah, so he didn't do any of that anymore. Which is alright with me.
Well, good, then you don't have to run back and forth. You know, once you're laid off till the first of the year. You still got to go back to work the first week of January?
Yeah, yep. Yep, first week of January, yep, going back. Yeah, this year should be a little bit more enjoyable because I don't have my hip healing anymore, you know, everything's all healed up and all that. I don't want to knock on wood, and I shouldn't have any major medical things to have to do this year, so I'll be able to enjoy my layoff, enjoy the holidays, enjoy the woods, go out and hunt, and things I like to do, play on the radio.
Well, I decided next year, whether my dinars sit or not, I'm going to try to find a way to buy a house again. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it, but I'm going to try.
Right. way over in Washington State, and a couple other ones were over that way. That was kind of fun.
I didn't get much of that one, Tom. The noise got you. I sure can't wait for you to get that antenna up in the air. Am I coming into you real scratchy, Tom? Or is it just when you're transmitting into the repeater?
It could be me. No, you're a little scratchy. I don't have real good signal on this repeater. Great at the moment. I turn my mic gain up. I don't know if that helps any.
Yeah, it seems like you're a little bit over the noise that way, yeah. Thank you.
I was just saying I talked up on 15 meter this month to a couple guys over in Washington State.
Yeah, that old skip's been running pretty good lately, ain't it? I heard it's supposed to last another year or two.
Yeah, I don't know. I know 80 meter has been rough. The too much noise, getting a lot of air noise. I do pretty good 40 meter. The 80 meter is really loud, and all the other bands are good, of course, but for whatever reason, I'm getting a lot of air noise on 80.
Well, all that noise on 80 meters ought to start clearing up here about the time we change our clocks. 80 kind of has the same functions as 160. Usually, you know, in about November, it gets quieter, you know, like 160 does. 160 is good in the wintertime, but in the summertime, heck, you got to have 1,000 watts to talk 50 miles.
Yeah, my thing when, I find when the leaves are all down, it seems to help.
Yeah, I think that's about the way it works. You know, usually when fall gets here and we've had our first frost and most of the leaves are off the trees, it does help quite a bit, I believe. I believe that. That always seems to be about the time that 160 meters starts clearing up.
You get all the leaves down, you seem to go farther just because, you know, 2 meters, line of sight signal, and when you get all the leaves down, that there's less, you know, near away, so it always seems to be a lot better than the winter and all that, right up till everything gets leaves on it again.
Yep, that's very true.
When I get the antennas moving out in the rain, it's situated here, I'll be able to get in this better. It's just, I should be able to anyways. That's just where I'm at right now. It's kind of close to the power line. It's at the lower end of my property. And that, when I get it up on the other side by my garage, it's is a lot higher, plus it'll help me put it up higher too, so should make a difference.
You're running a wire on HF, are you running a flat top, an inverted V, or what?
Oh, flat top.
Well, when I first put up my Carolina Wyndham, I had it at a flat top at 30 foot, and it worked okay, but once I moved it up to 80, it was a world of difference. I gained probably 4 to 5 dB of signal strength from everybody I was talking to. So you got to try to get that flat top up as high as you can, buddy.
Yeah, I got it about, I don't know, 25 feet in the air right now. According to the directions it come with it, ideally, between 35 and 40 feet is ideal height.
What are you running, a 10 to 80 meter wire?
10 to 160. Actually, it will line is up, and then it does the lower end.
Yeah, to get that to work really super good, you'd need to get yourself one of these good Falstar antenna tuners like I got, my 2K. I swear to God, you could tune a chain link fence with that.
Oh, yeah, well, maybe I'll tune it good. It's just, 3-7 times, but it tunes it well.
Right. I know one thing, I'm sitting here at the radio looking at it, and I haven't had it on but 2 or 3 times since January, and it's awful dusty. I think I'm going to hire that woman over there at 7-Eleven I know and have her come in here into my apartment one good clean, and I haven't done it very good in the last 2 years. I don't feel like doing it.
Right. I don't blame you. There's any a ton of retail shops and down there, but a lot of my work, I wouldn't mind
I heard something about your truck, Tom, and that was it.
Oh, I say, is there any kind of detail shop in town there for cars? I'd like to take my truck in and get it detailed.
Go to Jim Waring Chevrolet. They do an excellent job.
Do they come?
I don't think so. I had mine done, 2 years ago, 3 years ago maybe, and I think it was like $160, probably more now though, but you got it was brand new when you get it back.
Yeah, Roger.
They really do an excellent job of it, I'll tell you, better than anybody else around.
Oh, Roger, I'm going to hit the hay. Try to go back to sleep here. I just got up at 5 a.m. We will try to catch you tomorrow.
Okay, buddy, you have a good night's sleep. Well, these medications I'm taking now, they've changed them some. I'm sleeping all kinds of different hours of the day. I'd rather sit up most of the time, but I start feeling sleepy, I just go to bed, so I'm usually up this time of night every night for a little while anyway. I'll catch you later, Tom. Be careful going to work. KB8HNT, W8RRM.
All right, Roger, you have a good night. We'll catch you tomorrow. 72.